Like to call this meeting of the Summit Health District 161 School Board order. If you'd all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and a roll call, please, Mr. Faber.
Mr. Ward.
Come on out.
Mr. Ward. Mr. Leonard.
Here.
Mrs. Martin.
Here.
Mrs. Kohlbacher.
Here.
Mr. Faber here. Mr. Marin.
Here.
Mrs. Borgens is out with notice.
I'd like to apologize in advance. So, jumping into our agenda, we're going to start with recognition. So, Mrs. Raines, I'll turn it over to you.
Absolutely. We're going to be recognizing 76 Wall of Gratitude honorees for the months of December and January. This brings us up to 308 honorees this school year. If there is anyone in the audience, please stand when your name is called. Jeff Flakemore, Administrative Center. Kevin Perkins, Administrative Center. Rita Benson, Arbory Hills. Laura Sissel, Arbory Hills. Jody Deal, Lisa Dunn, Lori Dusick, Carla Ervick, Chris Hudziak, Joanne Olsta, Tracy Shimke, John Snipes, and Donna Wojcik of Arbory Hills. From Dr. Julian Rogas School, Maura Carroll, Catherine Conley, Mary Fran Crum, Sajida Farouk, Joelle Gary, Mary Hamm, Lindsay Kiskowski, Regina Livingston, Suzanne McLeod, Jennifer Maloney, Kara McFadden, Cindy McFarlane, Megan Mefford, Angel Misters, Stephanie Narell, Carrie Snow, Carolyn Stigter, and Julie Virgo. From Frankfurt Square, Barb Almaderas, Karen Bailey, Rita Benson, Aaron Boers, Chris Coffey, Kelly Collins, Megan Cullen, Christina Doherty, Carla Dusick, Audra Fields, Laura Pfeiffer, Stacy Freshley, Deb Hebel, Jessica Howard, Lisa Hyde, Jason Isdonis, Kristen Jastrab, Robert Jeffrey, Sherry Gendersack, Deb Corin, Ed Kernat, Jennifer Lynch, Deb Murphy, Lucy Purs, Jennifer Postpickle, Tina Prorock, Jody Reyes, Amanda Sabo, Nancy Sobchak, Christine Soto, Matt Tadla, Sandy Unold, and Diana Wagner, Midian Trail, Danielle Capps, Julie Carda, Stacy DeJong, Melissa Farrell, Kristen Heenan, Christina Horn, Fred Jacoby, Jennifer Skrabansky, Bill Tedeschke. From Summit Hill Junior High, Scott Kromchek, Catherine Hopkins, and Jack Metcher. And then from Walker, Eric Donovan and Julie Sadewich. To those staff members who are continuing with our Wall of Gratitude, it truly is an important piece of recognition for our staff members to have their colleagues tell them thank you for a job well done. Mr. Marin?
Thank you. And I'd also like to take just a second to recognize our administrative office staff, Mrs. Raines, Mrs. Klein, Mr. Wiley, Mrs. Nolan, and also Kevin Perkins was there. We had our annual board planning session. And I know a couple of you sat through that. It was a very long day, but extremely fruitful. I thought a lot of great information was shared and really want to thank you. I know Saturday mornings hanging out with us is not always the best option that you have. I mean, it might be, but that I would hope not. And also, thank you to my fellow board members, except for Pam, for coming out and spending the day. Again, I know that you had things to do, but I thought it was a very good meeting. So thank you, everyone, for that. Freedom of Information Act.
None at this time.
Okay. Public comments? Ted? No public comments. And letters and communications are in the back of your board book. At this time, we will jump into the consent agenda. So my board book is still on the PowerPoint from the planning session. Hold on, Ms. Stacy's up. I can just switch with her. Yeah. Thank you. That was still the... So, can I have a motion that we approve the items on the consent agenda for this meeting as presented, including 4A1A regular session meeting minutes of January 13th, 2016, 4A1B closed session meeting minutes of January 13th, 2016, 4A1C special meeting minutes of January 23rd, 2016, 4A1D special closed session meeting minutes of January 23rd, 2016, 4A2, approval of the December Treasurer's Report. 4A3, approval of the bills list of January 23rd, 2016. 4A4, approval of resignation of staff, Philip Puntin, paraprofessional, effective January 19th, 2016. 4A6, there is no new staff at this time. Can I have the motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? We have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber.
Mr. Ward.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Just present.
Mrs. Kobacher.
Aye.
Mr. Faber, aye. Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. Jumping down to old business, we have the second and final reading of board policies, and this is on page... 60 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the second and final reading of the board policies 2:100, 2:150, 2:200, 5:90, 5:100, 6:60, 6:160, 6:270, 6:280, 6:315, 6:340, 7:50, 7:100, 7:130, 7:140, 7:290, 7:300, 7:340, 8:30, and 8:80 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mr. Ward.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mrs. Kobacher.
Aye.
Mr. Faber, aye. Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries.
Mr. Marin?
Yes.
Well, I see one of our recipients from the Wall of Gratitude has entered. May we recognize him?
Sure.
Mr. Mesher, would you please come forward and accept the congratulations from...
Oh, yeah, everybody
please,
should
please.
Come forward.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry. Come on up.
Talky-talky at the end of the table.
Don't miss a Schober.
Okay, moving on to the second item under item B on the agenda, the adoption of the 2016-2017 school calendar. This is on page
96
of your board book. So do we want to... discuss this. Is this an updated one then?
This is an updated one. We actually were looking at the greater good for the district, which we are looking at a Tuesday and Wednesday start, August 16th and 17th for the institutes, August 18th for the first day for students, which puts us at the last day of June 1st. That was some of the conversation at the last board meeting, was to try and get out a little earlier in June so that the students can participate in programs and things of that nature. We do feel that it is for the greater good to continue to remain
linked to District 210's winter and spring break. However, we have also added the additional, we call it spring holiday, which would be April 14th and April 17th, should the families continue to want to experience that holiday, just like they do Thanksgiving, where we give the Wednesday and Friday off as well. So, but overall, this is the area districts are either starting this week or the following week. But because of the conversation, you know, in the last board meeting, we did choose to go with the earlier start to have the last day, even if there's five snow days, would be June 8th.
Comments? Thoughts?
I'm fine. I like it. I'm fine with it.
I think it's important to match 210.
Mm-hmm. I do think it is important to match 210. At least on the holiday schedule.
Mm-hmm.
With that out there.
True.
Okay. Then can I have the motion that the Board of Education adopt the Summit Hill 161 2016-2017 district calendar as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Ward.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mrs. Kobacher.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mr. Marin.
No. And the motion carries. I hate moving spring break. So that will be out there and we'll get that published then, right?
We will. Thank you.
Certainly understand the need to match 210, but just not a fan. Going on to new business under C, approval of the mileage reimbursement. This is on page 100. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education set the reimbursement amount for mileage incurred by an employee while in the performance of district duties as employed or as a board member of Summit Hill District 161 to be 54 cents per mile?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments?
What's the current rate?
54 cents.
Is this, no, it's still 54 cents?
No, it was 56 and a half. 57 and a half. It's always adjusted in January, and Doug was pushing to go ahead and just put it in place now.
Okay. So it's going from 57 and a half down to 54.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out every January?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The IRS publishes it in January?
Yes.
Well,
why don't...
Sometime in the fall, you know, November, December.
Why don't we just set this to match the IRS published rate?
It's contractual.
We have to vote on it every year?
No, there is, if I'm not mistaken, there's something in the contract about mileage reimbursement. Tammy, do you have that?
I'm just wondering why we can't say, as a board, we set it to match the IRS and then never vote on this again.
It's just, you know, just to ensure that we're in queue with any statements that are in the board teacher contract.
Okay. Because, yeah, I would just set it to match the IRS and be done with it and then let Doug it. Adjusted every year when it comes out, but I don't care. Okay, motion's been made and seconded, right?
Yeah.
Any additional comments or questions? We have a roll call vote then, please, Mr. Faber.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mr. Ward.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mrs. Kobacher.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. President's comments, I spoke briefly during the recognition, thanking everyone for their participation on Saturday. Again, just thank you for coming out. I found it very beneficial and appreciate everyone's time. We'll go to the superintendent and staff reports and start with the enrollment report.
Yes, we have three items tonight. The first is the enrollment report. We are within board guidelines at every grade level at every school. We have 3,100 students in Summit Hill classrooms and 74 EC pre-K students for 3,174 students. And the next two items, I believe I'm going to ask Mr. Wiley to come forward. The first is from the last meeting, there was a question to review payments to other government entities. And then what we're going to plan to do quarterly is the budget variance update. So, Doug, would you take those two, please?
Yes. Yeah. So, review of the payments to government entities, as the brain stated, there was a question about the line on the previous quarterly financial report about the payments that were reserved for the line, why it was kind of out of line with the other shown on that report. The reason for that is a piece or a portion of the 843 fee is paid out of the IDEA grant, and those IDEA grant expenditures, the budget for those is housed in the special education line on the quarterly report. Certainly does not mean that we cannot move it down for next year, but that's where those expenditures were residing. So they were basically misclassified under staging one function and over staging another function. So coupled with that, there were three extra students also that were that are now in 843 programs that were not anticipated for in the budget that we received back in the spring. So the actual expenditures reflect payments for those students as well.
So that creates that we're more in line than where we anticipated we would be, correct?
But yeah. It actually compares, and I thought there was an updated report attached, but it lines up very favorably with the prior year expenditures.
Okay.
So one other excuse me, question.
Yeah.
With three additional students, with funding coming from grants, with having those additional students, will we receive additional funding from the government?
No, we will not.
Okay.
The grant is not, it's not driven. There's an allocation made from the a number of factors, but that allocation is set, and then you can spread it however you like to spend it. We choose to pay a portion of the 843 fee.
Okay. Very good. Just wondering if, you know, then we would have an update there. So thank you.
So the budget variance update is really kind of two parts. The first is just kind of identifying items that were not built into the budget that have come up throughout the year. So in the Ed Fund, you'll recall the board approved an increase in the number of clubs and stipends due to student interest. There was a 0.5 FTE for a PE teacher at Cole Walker and the related benefits, and then the three additional students that we just spoke about in the 843 program. And then the O&M fund, there's the boiler repair at Rose and the facility assessment by FEMA. So overall, those are not really having a huge impact on the budget. The other one I kind of alluded to on Saturday at the planning meeting, but the state categorical payments. I just wanted to give you a little chart to show how the Springfield issues are kind of affecting us. So these categorical payments are listed out with the budget not in the year-to-day actual and the percent actual we collected. So you can see that the state is not sending us our money in a timely fashion. It's not as great of a concern in the Ed Fund, but the Transportation Fund is where it's really kind of impacting us. And basically what happens is if the state's not sending the money, we're having to use our current reserves to fund those expenditures, basically front the money from the state. Which is not ideal, but fortunately we're in a position where we do have the fund balances to fund those. In the Transportation Fund, I don't think it'll be able to fund those for long. If the state doesn't start paying them. But, it's the times we're in. And then I also mentioned at the planning meeting, but I'll restate it here, but the state voucher payments back in September that we didn't actually receive until, it was towards the end of December. It was over winter break, so it tells you how long it's taking them to pay their bills. And there is, I'd say a fair amount of uncertainty as to how many categorical payments we're going to receive. Normally you receive four a year. We've received one already and we're halfway through the year. And if I had to guess, I'd say we probably definitely receive a second one, but the third and fourth, it's up in the air. And I don't know if they would write us an IOU and pay at a later date, or if they just
So if the second categorical payment was equal to the first, we'd be at almost $1.3 million? And then if they stop there, we'd be a million short?
Yes.
So right now it's a cash flow issue, but if and or when they decide not to pay us the last two, then we're a million short.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We just hope that they make good on their promises. But they, the fact that they don't have a budget in place and there really hasn't been much action publicly, that's really kind of driving all of it.
And then up above where you talk about the variances, including the boiler repair, the additional students, additional FTEs, where you say that this is not having an adverse impact on our budget as a whole, if the state were to come through with their $2.3 million, would we still expect to be within our budget for the year?
I believe that would be the case, yes.
Okay. But we'd have zero excess.
We started off tight.
Right. And then we added these things. Mm-hmm. So my assumption is that whatever amount the state doesn't come through with would be a negative impact to the funds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, Doug.
Anybody else? Questions? Thank you very much.
That ends your report.
Moving on to item D, we will do a closed session at the end of the meeting, but we'll have no action items coming out of it. Moving on to 7, the Lincoln Way Area 843 Special Education meeting. Mrs. Kohlbacher?
Okay, that was last night. The finance report was stated that the cash flow was good at this time, that the last set of bills went out in December, and that they've been trying to communicate with AT&T to go over the contract that they have. They said it's kind of difficult because a good deal of time goes by between each communication that occurs, but they feel that if they tighten up that contract, they're able to save between $1,000 and $2,000 a month, so they're looking forward to getting that squared away. In the director's report, Pioneer Grove looks like they will gain a few more students. It was kind of neat in December. The Lincoln Way East Madrigals walked across the street and performed at Pioneer Grove for the student body, and I guess that was very well received. There's a 210 multi-needs student that's been nominated for the Infinitech Southwest Technology Award, and that is a recognition for students who are using some form of technology for their area of need, and it's held at Silver Lake Country Club, and it's a dinner. I think we had somebody last year mm-hmm. recognize, and I understand it's a very nice event. Pioneer Grove currently has a student teacher, a physical therapy practicum student, a speech path practicum student, and student nurses. And the principal there said it's just been great having additional people in the building, and so nice to be able to give those people opportunities to further their education, and that she's really very thankful for the relationship that has grown between 843 and Governor State. A few more new students at McKay, second semester, and lost one because he or she returned full-time to Lincoln Way Central, so that's exactly what you want. Sarah is looking for some kind of a student information system for student scheduling and report cards. She said a lot of what they do in that area is done by hand. It's extremely time-consuming, so investigating that. He had a part-time nurse start on January 4th. Three students, I had mentioned last time that we're going to try out for the play. Three students were selected for the Liberty play. Very busy time of the year with IEPs. We have some access students that are planning to participate in a bowling club through Mokena Junior High. Parent initiatives, PAC and PLACE have disbanded. The parents that were on those two committees no longer had students in 843, so what they are doing now is surveying those that do and then getting some kind of direction as far as what parent organizations will be tackling. Technology report, we continue to get a handout, which is very well done, and an Excel sheet with all of the stated projects and where they are on those. Administrative reports, typical this time of the year, things going on, report cards, teacher institutes, team building, IEP skills were covered. There were two FMLAs, one FOIA request. Under employment, there were three hires, an assistant for student data, an interim supervisor, and I had mentioned the LPN. And action items, we covered a first reading of five different policies. We approved a gift of $1,000 from the Knights of Columbus. Going back, we approved the job descriptions of the hires that were new positions. And our next meeting is February 23rd at Pioneer Grove.
Board member comments?
So real quickly, I want to apologize to those that spent so much time preparing, and I just kind of sat at home for the first hour of the meeting. Was working on my taxes till my daughter came along and said, I think you're supposed to go to a meeting. So anyway, I do appreciate what you were doing there, and I'm sorry that I didn't show up when I should have. So thank you.
Anyone else? Public comments? Future meeting dates, we have a meeting here at the Mary Drew Administrative Center, 7 p.m. on February 10th,
2016, and on February 24th, 2016, again here at the Mary Drew Administrative Center, 7 p.m., our regular board meetings. As I stated, we will be going into closed session, but we'll have no action afterwards. So at this time, I have a motion that we go into closed session according to 5 ILCS 120/21 to consider appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employee of the district or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee of the district or against legal counsel for the district to determine its validity, and according to 5 ILCS 120/2C10 for the purpose of discussion of the placement of individual students in special education programs and or other matters relating to individual students, and according to 5 ILCS 120/2C2 for the purpose of collective negotiation matters between the district and its employees or their representatives, or deliberation concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, a roll call vote, please. Mr. Faber.
Mr. Ward.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin. Mrs. Kohlbacher?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mr. Marin?
Aye. And we are in closed session again with no action after. Thank you, everyone.
Wow.
We're not out yet.
I am not answering questions of this woman. I have to go say hi to Jack.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, my.
Oh, sorry.
You're dating yourself.
It's the only one who will.
We are back in open session. As stated, we have no action items. At this time, can I have a motion that we adjourn?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor, acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.